Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. No, 12 after the hour. I'm getting ahead of myself, folks. I'm wishing my life away. I don't want to do that. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. You think after 23 and a half years I'd get this right? Now, the only talk show host who still can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. Gary Pitsford is here. He's been laughing at me for 35 years, long before I did the show. We've known each other. He's one of the top financial planners in the galaxy. And he's the president and the CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors and many other accolades. He's the author of the awesome book, Your Family Business, Your Net Worth Strategies for Successful Planning, Succession Planning, I should say. He's our good friend, Gary Pitsford. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to talk to you again, sir.
It's good to have you back, Gary. So one of the things that I started thinking about last year as I was – doing all my coverage of my regular coverage of small business with overlaying the implications of a pandemic on top of that, I came to the conclusion, just putting a few dots together, that there were a lot of baby boomer business owners who in January of last year were saying, you know what, this is kind of fun. I think I'll keep doing this for a few more years and not retire. And then about I predicted that after the pandemic hit them full blast, that more of them would say, maybe I'll go ahead and get out of here and not try to be part of the retooling. Maybe I'll just go ahead and take my exit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you were correct. Last year, in some industries, like the restaurant industry, for example, they had a terrible year. But a lot of other industries, like the grocery industry, the hardware industry, a lot of the construction industry had a great year last year. And the owners that you're talking about, the baby boomers between 60 and 75 years old, they were thinking that, well, I'll go for another couple years. Because most of them, they survived the 2008, 2009,
right.
2010. And then they've had four or five good years. And last year for some industries was terrific. And now what we're seeing, our phone is ringing more and more all the time, and that a lot of these owners are saying, hey, 18 was a good time, 19 was good, 2020 was good. I want to sell. I'm ready to retire. I've got a buyer. I want to get this over with. Help me get it done. You know, so we're getting a lot of phone calls, and the activity is speeding up because they've had three or four good years, and they're ready to retire, and they're concerned about any new tax changes.
And they're also concerned about what their business is going to have to do to retool for what I call the new regular, the post-pandemic new regular. It's going to be different. And it's going to take a lot of extra work, a lot of extra brain power, maybe even some brain damage, and probably a lot more investment. And it's also at a time when the world is awash in cash, isn't it, Gary? I mean, this is in a lot of ways. If you got a business that's a quality business, this is a good time to sell.
It is a good time because they have accumulated cash the last couple of years, and you're right about the new methods that they're going to have to use. Everything's becoming more computerized, more computer programs. Everything's becoming more streamlined.
Digital transformation.
And a lot of the 70 and 75-year-olds don't want to go through all that computer change.
Yep.
So they're going to go ahead and sell. Now, on the other hand, we've got a lot of buyers because a lot of the younger guys that are like 40 to 60 or 40 to 50 years old, they may have one or two stores or one or two retail locations, and they want to get one or two more.
Yep.
They've got their computers all set up. They've got young people that can run them, and they're ready to grow. So we see a lot of sellers, but we also see a lot of buyers.
What do you say when somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, you know, I'm 70, 71, 72. I'm ready to go. I've decided to go. Where do we start? What do you tell them? What's the first thing you tell them?"
Well, first thing I need to know is, can they afford to retire? I want to make sure their net worth is appropriate and that they've got enough income for the future.
Yeah.
Then we need to set up, we need to do evaluation of the company. I need to know what the real value is. A lot of business owners think that their company's worth $2 million and it's really only worth $900,000.
Right.
So I have, sometimes I deliver good news and sometimes we have to deliver bad news, but I got to know what the potential sales price would be, let the owner know, and then we start looking for a buyer. We don't find buyers, but most business owners know who the logical buyer is.
Right. So, but the buyers could be, the buyers are multifaceted. The buyers could be a completely homogeneous a competitor who just wants to expand their market or take out a competitor. It could be somebody who doesn't want the business. They just want the brand or the list or the contracts or the employees, right? They don't necessarily. There could be a lot of different reasons why a buyer would look at your company.
Yes, all of those ideas are good ideas. Yeah, and then for a lot of people, it's going to be a competitor that wants to buy them out and grow their company. Sometimes it's a brand new person coming into the industry. They've got some cash from whatever they sold, and now they want to get into a certain type of industry or a certain type of business. You know, so you never know where the buyer is going to come from, but a lot of the times it's a competitor or it's somebody coming into the industry. But there's a lot of people out there looking for companies to buy.
But you need somebody to help you evaluate your total picture. This is an example of where, you know, you need another set of eyes looking over your, you know, if you've been successful in running your business, you're probably pretty good with your own numbers, but you might not be all that good as you need to be looking at your own reality. Sometimes when we're looking at our own reality, we tend to have rose colored glasses, don't we, Gary?
We want to know, what can we sell it for? How much tax do we have to pay when we sell it? How much cash is left? So get a valuation. Can I afford to retire? Negotiate with a buyer. And, you know, there's lots of ways to sell a company.
When we come back, Gary, I want you to focus on the tax part, because there's some tax exposure looming on the horizon out there. And I think this is another reason. I didn't see this coming. There's another reason why people are a little antsy about getting their business sold before the radical left, is the tax proposals the Biden administration is planning, hits us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.